Hi, welcome to Dear Nikki. My name is Nikki, and if you've been here before, welcome back. I swear, I'm a dork. And if you're new to the show, this show is all about sex and the fantasies that people have, reading from emails directly and anonymously sent to me. Together, we explore the experiences of everyday people, just like yourself. You never know who I could be reading from. I could be reading from a woman who's newly single. She goes to hardware stores to look for drilling of a different kind. I could be reading from a couple that likes to go to Denny's and puts a new meeting to Grand Slam out in the parking lot or at other hotels. I could be reading from a man that travels for business. When he gets to town, he finds the nearest glory hole and becomes the dirty little slut on knees like he internally identifies as. You just never, ever know. And if you have any erotic confessions, fantasies, or anything else, feel free to send them to Nikki at nikky@dearnikki.com or anonymously through the website at dearnikki.com under the confessions tab. Just remember, by submitting a confession or anything else, you certify the following are true. You are the sole creator of the submission. You're 18 years of age or older, legally able to write, submit erotic or pornographic material. Stories including bestiality, incest, and incest fantasies, underage role play, rape sex, rape fantasies, or other non-consensual content or racial slurs will not be aired. We reserve the right to change names or other identifiable information, and you're releasing all rights to your creation. So the other night, I was talking with somebody, and we got to talking about, folklore, or, we might as well say, innuendos, accusations that have grown into almost what we call myths, legends, stories, kind of thing. Not in a creepy way, but in a sex way. I'm originally from Oklahoma, actually a small town called Hera, if you're familiar with it, just like the casino, spelt same way forward and backwards. Thank you very much. And I remember this didn't happen in that town, so let's be straight. But I do remember, and I don't remember how old I was, but there was a story about, and I'm not going to slander anybody because it's a rumor. I don't know if it was a proven fact, but the other night when I was talking with this particular gentleman, I was very, very drunk. Not very drunk. I knew what I was saying, but we just kind of just started talking and about sex and fantasies. And then it turned into these stories, the stories of legends, I guess you could say, or I'm trying to think of the word and it's just not going well. And mine was, so if you're from Oklahoma, you probably have heard this if you're around my age, or I'm sure that because there's two sets of brothers, and this really should start ringing a bell here in a second, or already has, that I grew up with. So the story went that, I've heard various versions of it, actually, that, I don't know how to start this, and this is why I'm not going to throw the name of, because I read that it happened to the other set of brothers, not this set of brothers. And again, if you're from Oklahoma, you know exactly where I'm going with this. Two versions of the story, ladies and gentlemen, that this particular one set of brothers was given a condom and he put the gerbil in the condom and shoved up his ass. And then he passed out and they found him at the party with the gerbil in his ass and the condom. The other story, the one I heard growing up, which actually I heard it differently. I heard that, and for years and years and years, I couldn't think of why and how this, why he would do this. But he got pulled over and that there was a gerbil underneath his seat that it tickled his butt. Well, fast forward a couple of years later when I'm a little older and legal, it actually was take back to the story where the gerbil was in his ass, but he got pulled over for speeding or a taillight out or something, just generic, and then was found to be masturbating while the gerbil was, I don't think my story that I heard, he was in his ass, but it was around the anus area, or maybe he just had the gerbil in his pants, I think is the story I heard. So my question is to you, and if you're from Oklahoma, say, hey, send me an email, just say, hey, you don't have to say anything else, just say, hey. Or if you've heard a different version of that story, I would like to know, because that just is always fantasizing about me, especially when I hear the one address, and I won't say the name, because by now you guys have clearly could have just Googled or whatever search engine you use, gerbil in Oklahoma, sex, and probably would have seen the story. But again, there's two sets of different brothers that the story revolves around. The version I heard revolved around a certain address that, again, if you're from Oklahoma, you'll know which very familiar address that it is. And that's all I'm going to allude to. So there you go. But again, I'm more interested in, did anybody hear any stories like that growing up with semi-local celebrities of sexploration of whatever it may be? That kind of has my curiosity going this week. What about you guys? You know what time it is. It's time to sit back, relax, and let's have a whiskey with some filthy cherries, of course, and explore some erotic fantasies from people just like you and me. Dear Nikki, a while ago I told you how I became the fucktoy of Morgan and her man Ryan. We had gone to the bar together and I ended up in their bed fucking both of them multiple times. This is what happened after. After that first crazy night, we couldn't wait to get back together. I loved going all out with a man and a woman at the same time. We made a group chat where Morgan and I could show off to Trevor while he was at work. It often happened he had to escape to the bathroom to get rid of his huge boner. He would send videos of himself covering the toilet seat of his jizz before returning to work. In the evenings, I would get videos of Morgan sucking Trevor's cock and getting fucked. You bet I did a lot of masturbating on cams those nights. While sexting and fantasizing, I dropped some hints that I was into degrading. I had no real-life experience in this, but I would always read stories and look into that kind of porn. The thought of getting spanked hard and punished and being called dirty names had always made me wet. Now there could be two people doing this to me. After all this online teasing, we finally had a chance to meet in real life again. Trevor said he's going to treat us to a nice dinner. Morgan and I wanted to make sure we were perfect for him. We met without Trevor knowing and bought matching lingerie. On the night itself, I wore a revealing black dress and a set underneath, hair and makeup to perfection, bright red lips that would definitely make a mark at the base of his cock when I would deep throw at him later. I was already getting excited, and the night hadn't even started yet. My heart pounded as I sat in their back seat on the way to the restaurant. They were making casual conversation with me, but all I could think of was sliding onto Trevor's cock and burying my face in Morgan's pussy. During the dinner at the fancy restaurant, Morgan was talking to me about something trivial when I felt her foot sliding up my leg and rubbing my thigh. We were both wearing stockings, and the sensation went straight to my pussy and made it tingle. She kept talking as if nothing was going on. I looked around to check if anyone was watching. We weren't that secluded at all, and the restaurant was quite full. Still, I couldn't tell her to stop either. I just sat there and listened and mesmerized. She stopped when the waiter showed up. I was relieved for the momentary break at this excruciating tension. How was I ever going to survive this endless dinner? I needed them now. When the waiter was gone, Trevor turned the conversation more sexual. I remember us talking about breasts and nipples in varying sizes. I told them my areolas are quite protruding in their relaxed state, but that they probably would never see because my nipples are always rock hard when we're fucking. Trevor said that I would show them right now then. I looked at Morgan, saying he's gone mad, but she shook her head and said, "No, you do as he says. We know you're a kinky slut who's into that kind of stuff." My jaw dropped. She hadn't called me that before. I felt so embarrassed, as if I'd been caught. She was so right. "Come on, do it," Trevor repeated. I bit my lip and took a quick look around. I had my back to most of the restaurant. Maybe if I was quick, no one would see. My dress was low cut. All I had to do was pull it aside a bit and yank the lacy bra down. Make it quit, slut, Morgan said with a menacing grin on her face. I took a deep breath and flashed them my titties. I loved how their eyes widened as they took in the view of me. In a second, it was over, but my pussy kept getting wetter and wetter for the rest of our time at the restaurant. I knew they were horny, too, as they kept their hands drifting under the table to each other's thighs and genitals. Finally, Trevor paid the bill, and we could leave. Back home, Morgan and I performed a little striptease to reveal our matching sets of lingerie. It was black and lacy with stockings. We crawled on the bed to share Trevor's cock in our mouths. After we alternating licking and sucking for a bit, Morgan placed her hand on the back of my head and started pushing me, going deeper and quicker. First, I struggled a lot with my gag reflex, but then I got the hang of it. She grabbed me harder, pulling my hair as she did so. She said, "That's right. That's how a slut sucks cock." Trevor spanked me to enforce her words. I moaned. I couldn't help it. This was my deepest fantasy. They both got really into it. They kept calling me slut and whore and desperate for sex. Trevor grabbed my throat and pinned me down, fucking me missionary. Then Morgan rode my face, ordering me to lick her pussy good. With the choking and the pussy juices flowing in my mouth, I could hardly breathe, but I loved it. I grabbed Morgan's ass to push my tongue in her pussy as deep as I could. Trevor's dick was pounding me hard by now, hitting me deep in all the right spots. Morgan ordered us to get into doggy. "I want to see you fuck her like the little bitch she is." In this position, Trevor used one hand to pull my hair and the other to finger his girlfriend. Morgan reached around to grab my nipples and roll them around in her fingers. She pulled so hard. I was half screaming and half moaning, totally losing my mind. I believed every word they said. I was a desperate slut who deserved the pain. I wanted it, needed it. Finally, Trevor sent me over the edge when he was pushing his thumb in my ass. My arms collapsed and I just lay there shaking for what seemed like an eternity. Morgan didn't get fucked yet. She spanked me for coming so hard while she hadn't had some yet. As if I couldn't help it, I was powerless with them. Morgan laid on her side with one leg in the air resting against Trevor's chest. He entered her like this. I watched intently as he slid in and out, slow and deep. It was intense, passion dripping from every move, their breath synchronized. As she accepted his cock more and more easily, her pussy creaming around his shaft, he pushed it in faster and faster. Mesmerized, I watched until Morgan grabbed my head and pushed my head towards her clit. "Lick it, slut," she managed to get out between heavy sighs. Trevor kept going. I had just enough space to reach out my tongue and flick her clit. As soon as I started doing this, Morgan moaned louder. Trevor and I synced our pace. He stayed inside now and really pounded her hard. Not caring, he smacked my face as he did so. Morgan was building to an orgasm, shouting, "Yes, yes, yes," as she got close. Both her hands were on my head, pushing me down as her back arched and she shook. Nothing beats the sound of your mistress coming, her ragged breath and nipples over her entire body. I was in heaven. Trevor obviously had a killer stamina. He can control his orgasm very well. At this point, he hadn't come and had been rock hard for at least an hour, not counting the hard-on he probably had in the restaurant and in the car. In my most slutty voice, I asked him how I could please him, and he said he wanted a hand job. Morgan handed me the lube and got her own hands nice and lubed up too. She showed me how he liked it, and together we jerked him off, paying attention to his balls as well, letting them roll around in my mouth, swirling my tongue around them and underneath them, getting teasingly close to his asshole, but not quite there. Morgan was very good in pacing and knew that now was the time to finish him off. Keeping a steady rhythm, she aimed his head at her chest. He tensed his legs first, and then his abs too, and finally rope after rope coated Morgan's collarbone and chest. Trevor grabbed my hair and pulled my face over his dick. Clean it, slut. I sucked the last drop out of him and licked him off as he turned soft. There too. He guided me to his Morgan's chest, where his load was slowly dripping down over her large tits and nipples. I savored every drop. Licking and sucking on her nipples, I was such a cum-hungry slut for them. That's a good little slut, Morgan purred as I licked her. We made out, sharing Trevor's cum on the tongues as they swirled around. I couldn't possibly be more satisfied with the whole night. They turned me into their little whore, as I was so ready to give them everything they wanted. Hannah. Hello, Hannah. How are we? First of all, I want to say I'm very proud of you for taking the courage, and not that anybody's less couraged by stepping over the line. Sometimes for whatever reason, here on the earth or world, life, the real thing, the real life has consequences, right? And sometimes just writing about it as far as we'll ever get. And that's how we live our fantasies. So even that is stepping over the line. I've said it here so many times, and that's okay for me. I use it as encouragement to show you that we're not alone, right? But I'm very proud of you, Hannah, for having a way to step over that line and embrace it. Showing that ladies, we're not alone in our desires. Men, that it's okay to have, but when has it been okay for you to have two, you know, women or whatever we desire, right? But Hannah, did you enjoy it? Sounds like you'd do it again. As I sit here and I think about this story or this confession, you were very, very great at being how graphic, because that's something I did on the lines when a guy would talk about watching another man with his woman. I would ask him, would you want to lay your head right there on her thigh and lick the clit, possibly being that close and giving pleasure? And I cannot tell you how many times it was, oh, I'm so fucking lovely less. And for me, knowing that this gentleman was never into, every time they called in the repeat ones, they never were wanting a cock. Never did they ever want to suck the cock or clean it. There was some that I could push. I knew I could push into cleaning it. But for them, it was about sucking the cum off the cock. It wasn't about pleasuring the cock. So wrap your head around that. And again, when I knew I could ask them that and kind of, you know, tap and see if it was available. And 9 out of 10 times, maybe as low as 8 out of 10 times, they would always be, yes, I want it there. But it never would be about the cock. It would be about pleasuring the woman. It would be about tipping her over the edge and having her make the strongest orgasm possible. And as I have told people that are with, and as women, we women know, there's a difference between having a vaginal orgasm, just being fucked, and having that kind of orgasm, and having a clit orgasm. So being able to do both and having a man or a woman pleasure your button in a certain way while you're getting fucked would probably be the most, and is, the most erotic sexual thing you could do. Add a layer of humiliation for the giver, or one of them, is adding another thing. It sounds like she came, Morgan, so fucking hard with you, Hannah, pleasuring and being a good little slut. Sounds like she embraced the dominant side quite well. It did sound like that in maybe they weren't used to this. And I know for me that when someone asked me to be a dom, I don't feel like I'm a natural dom. That's not something I'm looking for. It's not something that gets me off. But as I've explained before, when I do hit that level of where someone annoys me, I can do it because it just really pisses me off and crawls under my skin. And that's when it can push me. But this right here, it sounds like she was in the red haze of lust. So I'm wondering if she does have that natural ability, and maybe they did some talking. And finally, when someone shows you that side, it either clicks with you or it doesn't. And it sounds like you clicked with them quite well. Hannah, I would love to hear more about this couple. I would love you to explore other sides of yourself as well. Ladies and gentlemen, could you have a good little slut for the evening? Make her lick the cum off your partner's chest? I really want to know. Dear Nikki, my name is Lewis and my wife is Kelly. We've been married for 3 years, and one thing that sparks our marriage is our amazing sex life. The best lover I've ever had. Like most guys, I've wanted that girl-girl threesome. But I soon realized that would never happen, and if it ever did, I knew it would be all fake because her lack of desire to have another woman sexually. But one thing I discovered about her via porn was her excitement and curiosity she had when she would watch threesomes with two black cocks and a hot wife. For over a year, that's all we would watch. And one day, I finally pulled the trigger and asked if she would be interested in it. She was down, but not 100% convinced we would find a guy that met our standards a level of respect. Through months and months of vetting, we finally found a good one. During this time, we would role play with toys, sex furniture, imitating spit roast, double blowjobs, and even DP. Let me tell you, her dirty talk about the interracial sex is out of this world. Prior to meeting, we made a simple rule such as no kissing, no coming inside of her. I stay involved the entire time. And last but not least, she gets off at least 2 to 3 times before a cock gets out. Before I go on, here's a little bit about us. I'm 6 feet, 200 pounds, biracial, blessed with dark skin and a 7.5-inch cock with matching girth. She's white, brunette, 5'5", 160 pounds, large breast and nipples, nice, fat ass with perfect hips to match, rocks a bush better than I've seen, and a too tight pink hole she loves to have used. Damon, much more in shape than me, 6'2", 190 pounds, and an 8-inch cock, much thicker than mine, polite, cordial, and the need to remain discreet because, like us, he has a very important job in his field. So on the day of our first encounter, we had the kids shipped to the grandparents and Damon came over. We started out with some drinks and small talk. After about 20 minutes or so, Kelly went upstairs and gave us a wink. We had another drink and I hollered at my wife if she was okay. She replied, "Just waiting for you boys." Without hesitation, we go upstairs to find her laying flat on her stomach, assed arch in the air, because I know her lingerie set. I knew immediately it was her black denny with holes in it, exposing her breast, and her BBC slut choker that I'd got for her birthday. We approached her on the bed and began rubbing her legs and feet, taking turns licking and sucking outer part of her pussy and asshole and kissing her neck, her moans already getting me hard. I took a break to set up the camera. While I was doing that, Damon had a turn over her legs spread and had his head next to her pussy teasing it. I knew when he had put his mouth on her clit because I watched her buck back and moan, "Oh my fucking God." All I could do was sit back and rub my cock through my pants. He ate her pussy so good that she was able to come in under 3 minutes. I took my hand off my cock and instructed Damon to play with her breast and neck while I took my turn enjoying her juices and throbbing clit. She was wet enough I could easily slide my fingers right in and sucked on her clit. Knowing my wife, I know she can only squirt when she's super horny and turned on. Within 5 minutes, my face was being showered with juices. I looked up to see her face being pleasured and noticed she'd already had his cock in her mouth. Rule number one broken. I didn't mind. It was super hot seeing her suck another man's BBC as I was warming up with her pussy and both of us. She took him out of her mouth and told me she'd make her come again, or at least keep going until she was ready to have his cock inside of her. This time, I kept my eyes up so I could see her suck and stroke his cock as I ate her wet hole with eagerness to have it filled. Less than 3 minutes later, I felt her hand on my head, pushing me further into her, and then I felt another huge gush partially shoot down my throat. The rest either went on my face or on the bed. Now knowing it was time, I relieved myself from her wet pussy and instructed her to climb on top of him, knowing how good she rides on top. Because he was slightly thicker than me, we didn't have any lube. Kelly proceeded to attempt to deep throat him a couple times to get just enough saliva to allow him for an easier entrance. I got on the bed, standing up with my cock aimed right at her mouth, just waiting for her to slide down his pole. I knew exactly when her hole was being penetrated, watching her eyes roll back and hearing her moaning even louder. After a couple minutes of allowing her pussy to completely fill her up and get comfortable, she began to buck back and forth, looking at me to fill her mouth with my cock. I proceeded to slap my hard cock against the side of her face, asking how bad she wanted it, and she responded, "Want all the black cocks in my holes, Daddy." With no further questions, I placed the tip of my cock in her mouth, and she immediately proceeded down my cock into her throat. The vibrations from her moans on the head of my cock had me leaking even more pre-cum onto her tongue. As her rhythm and bouncing increases, she was no longer able to keep me in her mouth, so she proceeded to stroke me as best as she could until she was able to cream all over his cock. It was my turn next. As we repositioned ourselves, I couldn't help but notice the wet spot on the bed with the white cream all over his cock. She wanted to taste her juices off his cock while I fucked her from behind. We did as she wished. From all the anticipation and her new need for two cocks to please her, I didn't last long, especially after watching her gag on his cock and fondle his balls in the mirror as I rammed her soaking wet hole for 10 minutes until I added my load into her already dripping fuck hole. We again changed positions with her on her back in a missionary position with her head hanging off to the side of the bed, and he got between her and began rubbing her sloppy fuck hole. I straddled her head and placed my balls in her mouth and stroked my semi-hard cock, watching her getting fucked by his thick cock. She began to move back further and place her tongue on my asshole, and I was fully erect again. I leaned forward and began rubbing her clit vigorously, matching the rhythm of him slamming in and out of her. She came first, shooting her fountain all over his abdomen. I removed myself and allowed him to finish and for her to enjoy all of him while I sat back and stroked my cock to my wife being used by another man. It was at this time she was getting really comfortable with him, and she began dirty talking with him, with words of encouragement such as, "Feed me that big black cock. Stretch mama's open hole. I can't get enough of your BBC. And the straw that broke the camel's back? Breed mama's pussy with your seed." We both kind of looked at each other knowing that this was one of those rules, but I was so turned on I just nodded and told him to give what she wants. He continued to pump harder and faster into her cunt, and simultaneously she moaned, "Please breed me." And he did right at that moment, giving her a second cream pie of the evening. She was in heaven, with a huge load oozing out of her hole. She got up and thanked him and gave him a kiss on the cheek. She sat on her knees on the bed and asked us if we were able to go again. I was still rock hard, and he nodded he probably could. I warned her that it won't be as quick as this, knowing how much longer I can last after coming the first time. With a smile, she said she could handle it. We got on each side of her, and she stroked my cock and sucked his until he was fully erect. We fucked for another 2.5 hours. Of all people, we were the ones that were tapped out and drained. She ended up with a total of 5 loads of cum in her and endless amounts of climaxes for herself. Since it was late and we had enough drinks, we invited him to stay. At first, he rejected, but we talked him into it. We made a bed for him on the couch, and me and my wife went upstairs and immediately fell asleep in each other's arms. But we didn't stay asleep for long. Part 2. Lewis. Well, yes, and of course you know, Lewis, I think I emailed you back. Yes, I want part 2. So did Darcy. I messaged him right after you sent it, and he took a gander, and he's like, of course we want part 2. So yes, even you have Darcy on pins and needles over here. So, Lewis, what are we thinking? I think you had a very, 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 very sexy evening. I do say myself. It's the stories I hear like yours that I find very endearing and very sexy, especially when you say we find a babysitter. Not that has anything to do with my used to be, or maybe still kind of is, depending on the person, the whole babysitter fetish, and I'm the babysitter. Just saying. But let me say this. I like that it's the reality of the situation. I like that it, with no words said, but that simple sentence of, we sent grandmas for a vacation, or we sent to grandmas for the weekend, a simple saying of, we are your next door neighbor. We are your next door neighbor that's having the sex, the desires that you do behind your closed doors. We're finding a way to live our fantasies in a safe, consensual way. It can be done. Does it take legwork? Absolutely. Anything worth having does take legwork. As we all know in our professional outside, you know, public life, as we should say. So, are you really interested in having an adventure like Lewis and his wife and their third? Of course you are. I think everybody, no matter what their desire is interested in having some cookies with us. May it not be as public as some. It may be private. There's something for me that I do get the thrill of having desires, having being who I am. And looking like the normal person next door, though more embracing my Stevie Nicks. Really, really am over here. Definitely not what you're picturing. And if you've met me, you can honestly say I probably don't look like what you pictured. It's kind of like I, over the years, there's very, very, very few regulars that would call that know exactly what I look like. And I would always tell them, I'm never going to be what I am in your head. And as soon as reality kicks in, it's gone. But that's not what this is about, right? This story is about finding a way to exist and have what you have and keep it stable, but still express and have your needs and desires met. Lewis and his wife found it. They found it very well and had a very, actually, sexy as hell night. And a part 2, apparently, in the middle that we still need to get to. Lewis, would I do this? The BBC television, or, by the way, you guys' radio stations suck. And BBC, please don't hate me. But they do. For the 2 weeks I was there, they absolutely suck. But we're not talking about BBC radio here. Or television. We're talking about, you know, big black cock. For me, it's dick. We all know what I go for. So it's not just, I don't understand the fetish, but do I like the way when women have it, what it gives them? Does it turn me on to know and hear their fantasies like this? Absolutely. But for me, it was just a threesome with two gentlemen with very nice girthy cocks. That's what turns me on about this. Do I have this fantasy? A bit. I will be the first to admit I do have this fantasy. Have my lover and I expressed it? Have we done it yet? Maybe sometime in the future. It's something we do talk about. So we're at the talking phase of maybe just live in the fantasy right now. But if he asked me to do it, would I do it for him? Of course, I'm a giver. I'd do anything for my man, and he absolutely knows it. What about you guys? Would you give your partner the fantasy if they asked? Would you embrace it, even if it's something you're on the fence about? Would you talk to them and ask them for why they're into it? And does it change things for you? That's what I really want to know. I think this is a perfect place to stop for the day. Don't forget, Tuesdays, you can hear back episodes on Full Swap Radio on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. and 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, I'm thinking. I need to ask him on that because it doesn't, on the website, it doesn't say, so I'm definitely thinking it's more central. So there you go, but I'll get clarification on that. But there are other lineups. Check it out. Sundays is vanilla because we all can't think about sex all the time, even though most of us do in some form of fashion. And in closing, hello, lover. Why don't we go back and I'll suck your dick again while we talk about someone fucking me while I'm sucking you? Or maybe even you fucking me while I suck him. What do you think? I really want to know. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, have a fucking fabulous week.